96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You would think the health warnings we've been hearing for years have been clear, but smoking remains a very difficult habit to break. And here in the District of Columbia, 14% of the population smokes, and more than 20% of the black population in the district still have the habit. A week-long public awareness campaign about smoking is starting today in D.C. It's called D.C. Calls It Quits, and joining me to talk about this are Rolando Andrun, founding president of Breathe D.C. Incorporated, Charles Debnam, certified tobacco treatment specialist and chair of the D.C. Tobacco Free Coalition, and Dr. Carla Williams, interim director of the Howard University Cancer Center. Lines are open. We're talking about this. If you need help, if you're trying to quit, now is the time to call, to talk about this, to talk about your struggles, and to get information to help you kick the habit once and for all. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming in. I really, really appreciate it. Charles, let me start with you. This is an issue that's near and dear to my heart. I smoked for 20 years before kicking the habit. Why is this still an issue in Washington, D.C.?
Well, you know, it's near and dear to my heart, too. I'm an ex-smoker, too. I quit over about 15 years ago. So, and in district alone, we still see over 700 people die each year from tobacco. Mm-hmm. And that just shouldn't be happening.
But why is this such an issue, particularly with black people in the district? Like I said, those statistics, 14% of the population, but 20% of black people. Why is this a difficult issue for black people?
You know, and I heard you when you were giving your monologue, you referred to it as a habit. Mm-hmm. We like to refer to it as an addiction. Mm-hmm. And when we refer to it that way, an addiction is so much harder to quit than a habit. You know, and that's exactly what it is. It's a habit.
Here's the other side to this too. You know, Rolando, talk to me a little bit about this issue and why is it so critical for African Americans?
It's critical because, you know, we here in the District of Columbia, we have very high rates of tobacco smoke. And you mentioned, you know, 20%, but I will tell you that in wards 7 and 8, the rates are even higher, closer to 40%. So it's a critical issue here for African Americans who live in wards 7 and 8. And because so many of us are actually dying because of cigarette smoking. And because, you know, we influence our kids to smoke, you know, when we smoke. And because of so many diseases, comorbidity diseases are affected by cigarette smoking, like diabetes, for instance, you know. You have COPD, you have asthma. So it's critically important, not only for those who smoke, but also live with people who smoke, for them to quit smoking.
Dr. Williams, briefly, why is it so difficult to kick this addiction?
Well, I would actually refer to it as what we call dependence. So you have created a lifestyle through using the tobacco substances daily. When you wake up in the morning, when you have your coffee, when you're driving to work, when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling happy, when you're feeling relaxed. So you've created a situation in which your life and your daily activities depend on having that tobacco on board. And so understanding that now you have a situation where each and every activity of your day is linked to your tobacco use, mm-hmm. then it helps you to understand we have to unlearn each and every one of those behaviors and start all over again. How do you get up in the morning without a cigarette? How do you have your meals without having a cigarette afterwards? And so it takes time. And so if you want to know why it's so difficult, people need to give themselves time and resources to learn to live without tobacco and to learn to live tobacco-free.
I want to talk about those resources in just a bit, but I want to go to the phone lines, 202 319-781-0202, 319-781-0, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Chris, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Chris. What's on your mind?
Yes, I heard you guys talking about tobacco smoke. My opinion on that is when you say the 20%, yeah, I understand now you see outside in the district or if you see in your neighborhoods, you know, you see the single cigarettes and, you know, as far as jobs and things of that nature. Anything that becomes a habit, you know, you get addicted to, you know. I would say as far as the drug use, that has a lot to do with the cigarette smoking because I know in certain instances, you know, one were medicated just for that substance or that abuse that they're trying to kick over. So cigarettes can be like the next thing as far as to what they were using to, you know, kick their habit. So that's just like a substitute. So I feel like in due time, you know, with that and the way they don't have the different programs like for people with the substance abuse and with the rate of incarceration and guys going in just for even synthetic now, a lot of guys coming home and they use that too as well for a substitute, you know, for a get high or.
Well,
you know,
well, hold on for a minute, Chris, because I want to have Charles try to at least briefly address that. Charles, you were kind of nodding your head when he was talking about that. Talk to me a little bit about what you were hearing there.
Yeah, and it's Chris, right? Yeah. I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, sometimes in some cases, people do use tobacco or cigarettes as a crutch or as a bridge to other things, but they also use it in conjunction with. So, you know, in a lot of people that we work with and talk to, alcohol and tobacco go hand in hand. So if they're out at a party or if they're out at a bar, it's sometimes it, you know, they're craving that cigarette too. Or if, like Dr. Williams said, you know, coffee to caffeine. So there are those comparisons, and they're in depending on who you talk to, tobacco can be a bridge to other substances.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about D.C. Quits, a campaign going on this week in the District of Columbia to help you kick the habit to come off of cigarettes, to stop smoking. Denise, I believe that's Denise, or is it Dennis from Hyattsville? Which one is it? Denise, are you there? Give us a call back if you can. Let's go to Linda calling from Northeast.
Yes, I would like to know, how do you stop? I saw Chantix on TV. Is that a good one to take to get off the cigarettes?
Yes, and I'll say that using any approved medication to help you get off the cigarettes will at least double your chances of being successful. And the medication that you identified, the Chantix, does have a very good track record of helping people to quit. So if that's something that you and your healthcare provider have discussed, it is by prescription only. Your doctor can discuss it with you, and if it's a good choice for you, then it definitely will help you. At a minimum, it at least increases your chances to be successful on your next attempt.
Linda,
okay, thank you very much.
Let's briefly talk about where people can find resources before I go to a break. Where can they call? Where can they go online?
Well, they can call the 1-800-QUIT-NOW number.
And what's that phone number,
please? That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW, QUITNOW. They could call that number 24 hours a day, and that number is provided by the D.C. Department of Health free of charge, where they will provide you with counseling and what we call nicotine replacement therapy, lozenges and gum, so that somebody quitting, they will get like 4 weeks supply, you know, of nicotine replacement therapy and be counseled at the same time for them to quit smoking. So that's a very good resource that is offered free to all residents of the District of Columbia.
And I'm going to make sure that that information and other resources will be on WHUR.com. I'll make sure, as we always do, that we post that information. We need to take a break, but before we do, I want to let you know, if you're on the phone, Mark in Maryland, we're going to talk to you. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're going to help you quit smoking. We're going to talk about resources. We're going to talk about support and the best way for you to get there one step at a time. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation helping you to quit smoking. DC Quits. We'll be back in just a moment.